Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Doom, doom, doom. And if you threw a party, it invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Doo-doo-doom, doom-doom-doom. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It is 9. Which I'm sure you probably already have known that with how hectic the episode started. It's crazy because me and Shay are very much similar, but also very, very different. And you guys could be able to tell that based on how our episodes go. Shay gets on here and she be like, hey y'all, welcome back to another episode. This is what we're gonna talk about today. Like, she is the sweet auntie. She really is. And then there's me, the drunk auntie, who has to sing, read a scripture, and go crazy before she can make a point. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Well, clearly you do because you keep tuning back in. But Happy New Year. I hope all is well. We're 8 days in. Not much has really happened, but we're here. I hope that you guys have set some goals for yourself thus far. I do want to hear how you celebrated. I do want to hear about your goals, so whether you are calling, texting, emailing, DMing, whatever that looks like for you, that information to us, you know we are willing to sit and listen. Let us know how we can support you, whether it is, you know, holding you accountable to make sure that you go to the gym once a week like you want to do, or holding an event in your space so that we can, you know, make sure people know that you exist. Let us know so we can figure something out. We are willing to support you. You have supported us over the last 5 years, and it is truly a blessing and honor to return that favor back to you. So let me know what's going on for you in 2024. I want to know everything that you are willing to let me know. I know there are some of you who Google. There are some of you who journal during this aspect of when I'm asking, you know, what's going on. And I think it was Latrice, if I'm not mistaken, that told us that she took that opportunity to journal. I decided that moving forward, when I record an episode, that I would journal right before so I can be present with you all. So I think it was Latrice. If it was, thank you, sis. If it wasn't, I'm not trying to overlook anyone and give the wrong person credit, but whoever it was, thank you so much for introducing us to that. And without further ado, we're going to jump right into today's topic of just making sure that we're starting 2024 on the right track. So two, three weeks ago, I don't remember the dates off the top of my head, but I reflected on 2023 with you guys, and it may have seemed like it wasn't much of a reflection in comparison to how we reflected on 2020 and 2021, but a lot happened this year, and a lot of the lessons that I learned were the same lesson over and over again, and I was realizing that, obviously, God is going to keep putting you through something until you learn the lesson that he needs you to learn, and that's why my episode was the manner in which it was. But that week of the episode, or the week prior, I took some time out to reflect. I did some self-reflection on, you know, what was happening in my life, what was happening in my career, how I could be a better person, one, for the benefit of myself, and two, for my peers, whether that was in my personal life, work, my business life, whatever it was, I wanted to make sure that I sat down and I thoroughly reflected. So what did that reflection look like? I'm going to tell you guys. Please hold as I get a sip of water. So, in 2023, I went through 4 journals. So, I was on the train going back and forth to work, reading those journals as if they were a book. And I really needed to see, like, what I was going through. I mean, obviously, I knew what I was going through. But, like, I needed to see what that looked like on paper. I had some highs. I had some lows. I had some super, super highs. I had some super, super lows. There were days where I was just numb. I really needed to just reflect on that. And the new journal that I have that I'm going to be using for 2024, I really just took a moment to say, this is what I learned. This is still where I need improvement. And these are my wins. And on New Year's Eve, I really just sat by myself, and obviously I was with other people, but New Year's Eve, I sat by myself in the beginning and just really celebrated my wins. I'm not used to celebrating my wins, although it may seem like I'm used to it, but it's something that I have to be better with. I shared with you all in 2023 that it's sometimes hard for me to celebrate my wins because as a child, it wasn't something that we did. If I got honor roll, it was like, yep, cool, great, boom. We went out to dinner, but this is a norm. Like, we expect you to be getting honor roll. We didn't raise no dummy. And that kind of trickled over into my adult life. So now that I'm an adult, I'm trying to correct that and make sure that even my small wins are being celebrated. So I took time on New Year's Eve to celebrate that with myself. And then I went to dinner. Then I came home and I got into bed and I woke up and it was the next day. That's literally how it went, y'all. But I really just took a moment and a generous amount of time to just reflect. So I hope you've done that by now. And then I put some things in place. So I knew that I needed to create boundaries with certain types of situations and certain type of people and certain situations. So I went through my phone. I cleared out all these pictures that I didn't need. I cleaned up the people that I was following on Instagram and vice versa. I deleted contacts out of my phone. I really just cleaned up. I came home in my room, I cleaned up. Anything that I did not need, that I was hoarding, and y'all know I am a hoarder, I cleaned up. Side note, Briani bought me socks. Briani always buys me socks. That's one of my favorite things for someone to give me. Socks and candles and wine. Briani bought me socks in, I want to say, like 2016. They're Christmas socks. And around October, maybe even November, the socks became leg warmers and I really tried to keep them. Like, I was holding on to these socks for dear life. I'm very appreciative of anything that anyone gives me, so I try not to throw them away. But it was time for me to part ways. So sis, if you're listening to this episode, can you buy me some more socks? I have a few pairs that are not, you know, they don't meet the requirement to be thrown in the garbage, but I just cleaned up. Everything that I threw out, I just threw it out. Like, yeah, I'm not using this anymore. Throw it out. Some things I threw, like, in the trash. But some things I did end up, like, hey, sis, I know you've been looking for a dresser. Here's a dresser. Like, it's free to you. Just come pick the shit up. And I cleaned up my space. I cleaned up my physical space and my head space. And I did the same thing at work. I threw a lot of things in the garbage. If I didn't need it anymore, I just threw it away. I was just harboring on to old things, and not in a negative way, but I just needed to completely give myself a fresh start. And in my new journal that I'm using for 2024, I wrote out, like, these are my goals. And then on another page, I put, these are my desires. And then I explained what each of those would look like for me. So one thing that I'm going to share with you guys that is on my goal list is making sure that I am being intentional about the time that I'm spending with myself. So which was the same thing I was doing last year, but I got a little bit off track because life was lifing for my friends and I wanted to be there for them. But I went on my calendar, and I know the busiest time of the month for me in an emotional aspect is during floor set. I run myself in the ground for floor set, and it's not because that's the expectation of my job, but I have an expectation of myself that I need to meet this deadline, and I need to meet this deadline and have grace and some time to edit my floor if it was necessary. So I decided that for the next few months, and this is obviously my trial and error month, I'm taking the day before floor set off from work. And that'll be a day for me to be able to go to dinner, go see a movie, whatever it is that I want to do, not include anyone else in it. I would work the floor set for however many days it takes. And then the final day of my floor set, I would work a half day of work. And then that evening would be spent for me to just get my mind right. And then the following day, I would be off and I'll pamper myself. So we're going to see how that works over the next few weeks. And I really just want to, like, be intentional about spending time with myself. I don't want it to be like, okay, on the 12th of February, this is a day for me to spend with myself and think about it. I do want it to come naturally. I do want it to be a boundary that I don't have to think about and insert into my life. But that's one thing that I had to do. And I had to figure it out in a way that really just makes sense for me. And it really feels good to me. And I feel like sometimes when we're like, oh, I gotta do something for myself, it's like we go to Target or we go to a restaurant and we just sit there. No, it needs to feel good. It needs to feel natural. And I want to get myself back into that. I do a million and one things. And that was another thing that I recognized, that I do a million and one things. And maybe this year, instead of doing a million and one, maybe I just do 10,000 and see if I'm still feeling fulfilled. I really just needed to figure out, like, what does being fulfilled feels like for me and what does it look like for me? Not even necessarily thinking about what I'm supposed to be doing for other people or I could be doing for other people. I really just need to be selfish, and I'm priding myself on how selfish I have been being. I've been being able to say to my boss, this is not working for me. I know that this is the standard in which things are normally done, but I need you to tweak this a little bit. And it's been like, okay, girl, let's tweak it a little bit. What does that look like for you? And I'm glad that I do have that support system, but I had to get myself in a place to understand that the boundary that I have for myself may not be respected by other people. That's number one. I needed to understand that. And some people may feel like I'm pushing them away. I'm being a bad friend. I'm being a bad manager. I'm just being too selfish. I really need to pour into me, because at the end of the day, I have to be the one to make decisions that best benefit my life. I have to be that person. No matter what is happening in life, I have to make sure that Naomi Dawkins remains the number one priority. And I have to do better with making sure that I just don't become this empathetic person where I then back myself in a corner and I have to pull myself out of that corner and heal myself up. And it's not to say that people in my support system and the friends that I have and the people that I'm connected to, they don't support me and they don't pull me out of the corner. But it starts by me pulling myself out of the corner. And I had to recognize that within myself, I want to be so successful. I want to be able to enjoy certain things that only I'm going to be able to get myself there. I have to put the boundaries in place. I have to do the work to get there. I have to wipe my tears. Nonetheless, I may have a support system, but I have to do the work. And I have to hold myself to that boundary so that people can also do the work for themselves. No matter how empathetic I am, they need to be able to do the work for themselves. And it's crazy because this is conversations that I'm having with myself over the month of December. And I make a new friend, right? Y'all know I am a social butterfly. Even though I have resting bitch face, y'all still be wanting to be my friend. And I don't have a problem with being y'all friends. But I made a new friend, right? This friend is going through it, which is normal. We don't have a trauma bond, which I'm appreciative of. But this friend is someone who needs support and guidance. And it's definitely something, like this storyline is very familiar. Extremely familiar. And I had to sit back and recognize, like, I want her to be successful, but she's got to want it. So I have to be able to say, you know what, friend? This is what you need to do, and I've got to back up. When she calls my phone and she's crying, do not disturb. Hey, sis, this is not a good time for me. Write in your journal. Pray. Know that God will see fit to do whatever he needs to do in your life. But I need a minute for myself right now. I cannot support you. And obviously not in that same, you know, wording. A little bit more love and care is behind it. But just to give you guys an example, like, as soon as you put some boundaries in place, people will come and knock on the door to see if they can test them. And it's not that they do it on purpose. But that's God's way of seeing if you really gonna stand on business. And this year, I done got me a new pair of Black Forces to stand on business, because not that I was playing when it came to myself last year, but I recognized that God has me advanced. I have been incredibly blessed to have the family that I have, the support system that I have, the network that I have, the guidance and the resources that I have, and I'm very much appreciative of that. But some people see that as an opportunity for them to be able to be like, oh, I can scoot in here and get the help that I need, because she's so far advanced that if she takes a break for 2 seconds, it's not gonna hold her up. And as true as that may be, I still have to stay on track with what God has blessed me with. So I encourage you all to do whatever you have to do to figure out how to get there. One new thing that I have introduced to myself, and I know you've probably seen it on social media, I shared this with you, is how I calm down at the end of the day. I have been working on being a calmer woman. I've put some things in place. My responses to certain things have changed. And I really just decided, you know what? One thing that I do is I jump from work. I leave work, I commute home, and when I get home, I jump right into the next thing. I haven't been being diligent about taking rest and taking breaks and pacing myself. I haven't been being diligent about it because I've had so much success with just going at 120 miles an hour and coming out on top that I didn't realize that a break and rest and slowing things down was something that I needed. So now when I come home from work, instead of jumping into the next thing, what I do is I sit down at my desk, I light up a tea light, I pour myself a glass of wine or whatever it is I want to have right now, and let me tell you, Taylor Port has changed my life, along with the Gallo family red wine, the sweet red wine, that's what I think, is it the sweet red wine? Yes, sweet red wine, has been a very big help in having me calm down. And I just sit here, and sometimes I'm sitting here in silence. Sometimes I'm sitting here with a nice little playlist going. Me and Shay have created so many playlists over the last 2 weeks, and it's for this moment, that type of moment. Obviously, there's a family playlist. There's a playlist to play with your girls. There's a playlist to have with your partner. But it's just being intentional about creating moments. So I have a playlist that I can throw on if I need to. I have a song that I like to listen to when I'm winding down, and I'll listen to that song on repeat. However long it takes for me to relax, that's how long I play the song. And then I check in with myself. Can I do something else now that I've calmed myself down and really took a breather and I've really reflected? Or do I just need to journal and get in the bed and put on The Golden Girls? The Golden Girls is one of my favorite comfort shows. And that was another thing that I had to do. I had to identify my comfort shows, my comfort song, my comfort people. I needed to identify that. But I also, when it came to identifying my comfort people, I had to text them and say, hey, sis, I don't think you realize how much you've helped me. And I had to explain to them how much they've helped me and in what ways they've helped me. And that gave me an opportunity to pour into them. Because sometimes we are so used to our friends just being there for us that we don't take an opportunity to really show them and express to them how appreciative we were. And that's something that I want to get better at. I'm going to buy you a gift to show you how much I appreciate you. But sometimes people really do need to hear the words. So I had to sit here and figure all of that out. And I paced myself while doing so. We're holidays are over, so my work schedule is back to being somewhat normal. I had to sit there and really say to myself, what do you need? How does this look? And I'm realizing that right now while I'm recording this episode, it's 4:46 in the morning, and what I need at 4:46 in the morning may not be what I need at 4:46 in the afternoon. And I needed to be able to just differentiate, like, we need different moments and we need different things for different moments. And really just put myself in a position to be like, let's just be conscious that this 4:46 a.m. moment is not going to be the same as your 4:46 p.m. moment. And I had to do the work to figure that out. And that is how I set myself up for success. I found myself a financial challenge. I want to be better with my finances. Not that I'm awful, but I could be doing better. And I needed to identify the things that I was doing really well the things that I am doing really bad in and the things that could be just a tad little bit different. And I made a plan for each of those things. The plan that I make for my financial life is not going to be the same plan that I make for my career. And I had to just really sit here and just figure it all out. And now I am happy to say that I have a journal that I use to communicate my emotions with myself and really just, like, I have a personal journal. And I have a personal way of reconnecting with myself at the end of the day. But at work, I can't go and get a glass of wine and journal and take 35 minutes or an hour to figure out what I want because I have to be back at work. So I needed to figure out things like that. I needed to figure out what little small things could help me. What small things can I put in place to help me in a big way later down the line? And really just chop it up and take it day by day and slow things down for myself. So I'm happy to say that I have no projects right now. I'm just working and taking care of Black Girl Tea. And I probably won't be accepting any projects for a while because I really just got to focus on me and how I can groove into things. I want to be a lot calmer. I want to be more present with myself. And if I'm not taking the time to set things in stone and to set some boundaries, people are never going to respect that. And they're going to keep saying, hey, I have a project for you. Hey, I have a project for you. Hey, I have a project for you. And they're going to run me in the ground because I was allowing them to. So I have to hold myself accountable. And that's the biggest thing that's going to help get you through 2024. Set yourself up with some goals. Set yourself up around people who want to see you win. Put some boundaries in place. Be intentional about how you're spending your time and what you're doing with your time. And then pray. You should be praying before you do all of that, but like pray. My prayer life and my relationship with God is what really got me through 2023. And I know we probably all don't believe in the same thing, but whatever it is that you believe in, put so much faith in that and be so diligent about that and let that guidance, that spiritual guidance that you have, take you on this journey. Instead of saying, you know, I need to go and talk to my friend to figure out how I can get myself out of the situation, turn to your higher power. God, I need you right now. I need your guidance. I need your strength. I need your knowledge. I need your wisdom. And I just need your mercy to get me through this situation. And be calm in that. And we've said it before, God has a sense of humor. So you may pray to God on Monday asking him to show you these things. And by Thursday, you are like, I am fighting a war right now. But understand that in that war, there's a lesson. And some things may seem repetitive. You may feel like I keep finding friends who just need me for shit, who are always asking me for shit, blah, 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 blah. There's a lesson in that. Identify it. God is going to keep putting you through the same thing until you realize and learn the lesson that you need. And I'm not here to preach to y'all or nothing, but I'm just letting y'all know what's been working and what I've identified in my life. But do what you got to do. Whatever that may be for you, set yourself up with some goals, some realistic goals. Let's not start this year off with crazy goals. Oh, I want to be a millionaire by the end of the year. Because it can happen. It can happen. But we have to be realistic. And one thing that we do have to stop doing is comparing ourselves and comparing our journeys. God destined your path specifically for you. So yeah, you may have been the little girl who grew up in the projects just like Jay-Z. The little boy who grew up in the projects, who had to sling dope, and who had to do... You may have had very similar stories, but where you end up is going to be very different, and it's going to be based off who you are in God's eyes. God is in control of all of this, but we have to do the work to make sure that what we're asking him for, we're in a place to receive and maintain it for the long run. And that's why your goals have to be intentional. And that's why your goals have to be realistic. And that's why you have to do the work. You can't ask God to help you be a millionaire if you're not willing to take a risk somewhere. You got it? I hope you do. I look forward to seeing what happens in 2024. I hope to see you at an event soon, as soon as I plan one. I can't expect to see you at an event if I don't plan one. But I'm a planning. We're going to get there. Share with me what your goals are. Tell me what you need from me. Tell me what you need to hear from me on this podcast. What things can I help you with? I know a lot of you were saying that last year, the savings challenge from Dasha, the broke Black girl, a lot of that helped you all. I posted a new one. It's from last week. Identify which savings plan is going to work for you and stick to it. And I'll continue to pull out information from the different resources that I can find, but we gotta start somewhere, and I hope this encourages you to start wherever it is that you need to start. All right? Okay. I love y'all. Bye.